Jim, it's a pleasure to have you on Ask the Builder here. And what can we do to help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I have a question on painting.
Okay. Go ahead.
Can I paint vinyl siding?
Well, Tim, if you want me to take that,
I'm going
to
let Steve take it, and then I'll talk after Steve does.
You know, people do paint their vinyl siding. I mean, I've seen it done, but there's no way our company, American Historical Paint, cannot go out and put our product on a vinyl siding house and give you the warranty that goes along with our product. You know, we're putting a 20-year warranty on our product, and during that 20-year period, your vinyl siding is going to, it's going to bow and buckle and sag anyways, and then you add this extra weight to it with, 10 to 15 mils of paint on top of it, and there's just no way that we can warrant that. So, our policy is we just don't paint vinyl-sided houses.
All right, now I'll jump in, Jim. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here's what happens with vinyl siding. Vinyl siding has a very high expansion contraction coefficient. That's what it's called. I don't mean to get real scientific, but when the sun hits vinyl siding, it really expands. I mean, it gets big. It grows a lot. And paint is a film, and if that paint can't take the growth, of what's going on, then the bond. And remember this, a lot of people forget that all paint is, it's really just glue. It's a glue that has color in it. So if that glue breaks the bond between the vinyl siding and itself, well, then it's going to peel. So that's why it's tough to paint vinyl siding. But that being said, if you look at the label of this product that you can get at Sears WeatherBeater Ultra, which is a blend of acrylic and urethane resins, they state on their label that it is made for vinyl siding, and they actually warrant it. I mean, Sears has decided, for whatever reason, to go ahead and take that hit. Now, I haven't tried it, okay? But I'm telling you, I know of at least one paint out there that does say that you can use it on vinyl siding. So, every paint's different. So you just got to be careful, and you really have to follow the directions. And I would tell you one thing, stay away from dark colors, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine taking a deep color, like a deep green, or just like the mistake I had made 25 years ago, painting like a black. that's like death on a stick, man. I mean, I just can't even imagine putting a dark color on vinyl siding. Right. So hopefully that answers your questions. Anything else?
That was all I needed to know. I heard about Sears paint for vinyl and...
But it's got to be the WeatherBeater Ultra. See, a lot of the paints there at Sears are called WeatherBeater, but make sure you read the label and see what it says, All righty, anything else?
That is it. Just the paint job. I did aluminum one time, and I had a couple spots peel on me, and I figured the vinyl is going to be even worse.
Well, the reason your aluminum might have peeled is you didn't put the right primer on, because with aluminum, if you don't, here's what happens. If part of the aluminum is exposed, the aluminum oxidizes, and in some regular latex paints, they have ammonia in them. It's just one of the ingredients. And the ammonia reacts with the aluminum and creates a gas and causes these bubbles to form. So if you want to paint aluminum is actually a great material to paint, in my opinion, because it's a metal, and it doesn't expand and contract that much, and it doesn't swell like wood does. But you have to prime it with an oil-based primer or a special primer made to offset that oxidation. So aluminum, you can paint really well, right, Steve?
Absolutely.
I didn't prime it.
Yeah, you might not have primed it right, so that's the key.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for calling Ask the Builder.